Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Just a note before we get going, this is split into two parts that drop at the same time. So if you listen to part one, dive straight into part two afterwards. Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. My name is Russell Kane. This is the safe space where I get various men or boys, as ladies like to call us, together, drill into their head and try and answer the question everyone is asking at the moment. How do men's brains work? Why do they work? Are we changing? Are we entering a new era of masculinity? What's wrong with men? What's right with men? And why do we like to look at women in Instagram in bikinis all the time, even if we get punched in the face afterwards? Essential questions like that. I've had people from all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of talents, all sorts of characters on here, and I'm buzzing like my wife's toy drawer to introduce today's guest. Kameet, I don't even want to pin this guy down, and I know he doesn't want me to, but I've got to just throw out comedian, musician, actor, chef, maybe. Guy is so multifaceted, so multi-talented. In the house is Richard Blackwood. Richard, thank you for joining me on Man Baggage.
Thank you so much. I mean, you've definitely broken up a happy hour with that intro with your missus, but thank you.
You've been in EastEnders and Hollyoaks, so you're like soap royalty as well as having all these other amazing strings to your bow.
Who knew? Like, I remember getting the job at EastEnders like maybe 6-7 years ago, and at the time I knew it would change my life, like, and literally did. I was known prior to that, but EastEnders fame is kind of different. It's like blind people can see you when you're in EastEnders. And then to then go on to Hollyoaks, and it's changed once again. It's like, and to be now viewed as, you know, royalty when it comes to soaps, it wasn't on the agenda, but I'm glad it's there.
But have you lost your name yet? Because I used to be friends with, I used to do a lot of work, I'm still friends with Joe Swash, and it took him years to get called Joe again. My auntie Christine, for example, she sees a Coronation Street person, because obviously I'm going to a fair few things. I'm like, please don't call that person by their soap character name. In her head, it is that person. Them. Like they believe it's the person.
Oh yeah, no, that's you. I get switched from this day from Felix to Vincent. I mean, Hollyoaks didn't really go that far from Felix, but it was
a short brainstorm to name your characters, wasn't it?
they definitely conferred. All right, let's just stick with the sound, right? You know, but it's been cool. I think they know what they do, right? Do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
They were like, let's just bunny hop off of that and let's keep it moving, you know, because the characters are similar, but my one now, he's not so hard-edged, and he's, you know, they've allowed my humour to come through. Whereas with EastEnders, I was a bit more hard-edged at the time.
Of course. And with a comic, when you've got those comic bones, you're always trying to show that. I've been doing Countdown this week. I've done the comedy one and Serious Countdown. You try getting through a conundrum without spelling out the word dick when you're a comedian. It's almost impossible. And it's called Dictionary Corner. How can you stick me in Dick Corner?
Anyway. Mine's in the gutter.
Listen, I could sit here and easily talk to you for an hour. We've got so much in common, including the guns I can see ripping out of your muscle vest.
I know, I saw yours as well. That's why I didn't want to comment. I just left them alone.
I've got my baggy T-shirt on because I was practicing my dancing upstairs.
No, it's humility. That's what that is. It's humility. You're just making sure that I felt comfortable in the room. I appreciate it.
At the moment, I'm not baggy T-shirt, so you look like the after to my before workout video. Anyway, I could sit here talking to you for an hour, but there are already a few, and I salute them. Please go and find them. Shows and podcasts where men are talking about mental health, male issues. Really, really good ones. Seek them out. We've got something a little bit different. We always have a female auditor ready to call bullshit on any lazy stereotypes or, well, you know what women are like, we drift into. Pure, just sort of calibrate it. A House of Lords, ladies, that just make sure we're not getting our cake and eating it. It's particularly important with today's topic. And, you know, I'm related in law to the person we got today because it's Lindsay Kane, my wife. I never get used to saying that word. I'll just say, can I say Giel spelt with a Y? Is that allowed? I just can't say wife. I feel about 1,000 years old. And she's going to be our female auditor today. Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm good, good.
So, Lindsay, you're going to not like today's topic because we are looking, and don't be scared, Richard, we are looking for, are there any gender truths? People get so scared this day of getting, like, machine-gunned on Twitter. But just if you are listening, Twitter, we are playing with these stereotypes to understand them, to break them down, to look at them. No one should be scared of debate. That's like a George Orwell novel. Give yourself a slap around the face, open your ear holes, make a cup of tea. You might learn something. Stop getting triggered like an American rifle shop, right? Pipe down. So we're talking about compromise. What do you mean compromise? That was Lindsay. So compromise is an agreement over a dispute reached by each side changing or giving up some demands. So Richard, I'm going to be really unfair and ask you this first question. And you're only speaking in your experience. Girlfriends, relatives, cousins, aunties, whatever. Do men find it harder or easier to compromise than women?
Well, we're going to see how this is going to go straight in.
Just in your experience.
Do you know what? I think that men find it easier in my experience, mm-hmm. but primarily because they know that this is never going to stop, if that makes sense. so, you know, no, but here's the thing. I think it's because women are wired to their emotions much more than men are, right? So if women feel very passionate about something, then naturally they will fight for it to the very end. And I think with men, and this, I'm trying to be as intelligent as I can with this answer, mm-hmm. right? Men are wired to reach a certain point and then we explode, you know, just from being physical with other men. And obviously we're not going to do that with our women. So I think we reach that point where it's like, do you know what? There's no point. Babes, you are absolutely right. Because we know that it will not stop. So, you know, and I think in my case, only if I'm really passionate about something, because I can argue with the best of them. And I'm my lyrical discourse is at a high level. So my thing is that if I know that, let's say my woman is making no sense, then I would have no issue going, babes, I've got to fight this because now I'm trying to fight for both of us. Because you are looking real stupid out here. That's the only time in a situation.
I need to remember that line. And it'll be the last line I ever. What was the last thing Russell said? It was, you're making yourself look stupid. May he rest in peace.
Compromise. Yeah, no, because you've got to remember, let's say it's your partner, then ultimately you're fighting the same goals. You're on the same side, right? True. I mean, yes, you might have a difference of opinion. So the other answer is just to say, I agree to disagree. So I find that women don't really like that as well because you're basically saying whatever. So, you know, but you also say whatever to yourself as well. You're also going, this is not going to be resolved. You're not going to see it my way. Because that's, if you think about it, that's what a disagreement is. You want the other person to see it your way. Yeah. And if somebody is really attached to their way, what you're basically saying is, I know you've held this for maybe 20 years. Maybe your parents taught you this, but it's rubbish. That's something that you can't expect somebody just to get over and go, yeah, my mum was talking rubbish, actually. You are so right. So sometimes you just got to go, do you know what? I agree to disagree.
Lindsay, do you think, like, once, just in your experience, that once females get a bee in their bonnet, as it were, it's harder? I mean, I've got a sneaking suspicion that if we talk about politics and work, it reverses. I know a lot more unreasonable men that hold on to silly positions in work and political things. The amount of times, like, a dispute could be resolved if just one alpha male would give up 1 gram of his position. We could all go out and have a beer and have a laugh. But when it comes to relationships, Lindsay, do you know what I mean? I mean, I do quite a lot of pretending to agree when I don't, just for an easy life. So what do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I would agree that I do the same. Like, I'm like, oh, so yeah, okay, that's fine. I'll, yeah. So I do feel like I compromise, but I think I'm from a very female dominant family. Like, we're quite feisty. And if you ask my family, they'll still say I'm mental. But I feel like after the last 10 years, I have chilled out a little bit and I'm a bit more open to compromise just for an easier life. Especially after having a kid, you have to compromise every day. So that's sort of, otherwise you'd be mental. If you don't compromise and try and bribe your way just for an easier life, I just find that I'm a lot better than I was. So I would compromise a lot more than I used to. I think it's an age thing as well.
When was the last time you compromised then?
This is loaded.
You're putting me on the spot now. Well, like, it's really boring, but putting Minna to bed last night and she wanted to do that dolly game because you told her I would when you told me that I was just putting her to bed. And so I had to, like, spend 5 minutes doing a little game. And that's really stupid and pathetic, but she was like, you told me, you promised, Daddy lied. And it's like, no. So it's a bit, you know, so I had to compromise my time. I was in the middle of something, but that's really pathetic, but...
Do you think, Lindsay, I'm going to ask you the same question afterwards, Richard. Do you think that feminine, this sounds like a strange question, but go with me, that compromises seem like a sort of feminine trait. So men don't mind doing it when it's just them and a female having an argument at home. But is there something, and I don't agree with this, I'm saying it's sexist or patriarchal, whatever word you want to use, but the idea of me softening my position and agreeing, if my boys saw me doing that, they'd be like, oh, use all that language, pussy whipped, but it's seen as a feminine thing to do, to give ground. Would you agree with that, Lindsay, in our society?
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't say so. But I wouldn't say it as a, if I saw another man, you know, compromising, I wouldn't think he was a pussy. I'd be like, oh, you know. So I wouldn't say that, but maybe that's just because
there's someone else I could be whipping. Come and join the whip crew. I've got more than one whip. Bring your friend as well. Richard, do you know what I mean? I think this is why men get into such trouble why they're probably crap leaders. I don't know why men are the prime ministers around the world. why we're quite bad in the dispute, because men, even if they want to compromise sometimes, wouldn't, out of some sort of male pride. I mean, there is female pride, but I think the male pride's more toxic.
I do know, yeah, because it's the environment, isn't it? Like with men, as I say, even though it sounds really childish considering we're all supposed to be adults now, but if backed into a corner, a man would know that the rational thing to do is just to go, do you know what, forget it, or I agree, or blah, blah, blah. But with other men around, it's that thing of you don't want to appear to be soft or pussy whipped, or being a pussy, shall I say. Hence why a lot of men are in prison.
The hell. That sentence really, really gained speed halfway through, didn't it? It's true, though. It's true.
You know it's true.
No, I've got cousins that have done time. I have.
And a lot of people think that these guys are in prison for, like, major crimes that must have stemmed from something quite deep. And a lot of the times, it was just that there was a misunderstanding. One person didn't want to back down, and the other person went, all right, then. And then, but neither of them set out to have that kind of day. Do you know what I mean? But it's just, unfortunately, what men do. And it takes a lot in us to kind of go, rub you in, if that makes sense. It takes a lot in us to do that, because that's not technically how we were even... Even raised by our parents would tell us to stand up and fight your battles and, you know, you got to be strong. But they didn't tell you in what circumstances you needed to do that. You just thought it was a general across the board thing. And that's where it comes from in terms of us not backing down, even with something very trivial.
See, can I just say something there, Richard? Because you just made that comment then. That's interesting because I say that to my daughter now, like, you need to stand up for yourself, give it the gob, because that's what I used to do. But my parents used to be like, just walk away, don't get involved, just walk away, don't get in an argument, you never know what will happen, you could fall over and bang your head and instantly die. Whereas I was so gobby at school, to the point where I've never had a physical fight even to this day, because I'm so gobby, and my daughter will be the same, she's very feisty. But I'm like, if you give it a bit of that, hopefully no one will challenge her. But that's interesting that you made that comment.
No, but you see, that's exactly where it comes from. So now, essentially, how old is your daughter now?
Six.
Six, okay. Well, you both said that in unison, by the way. That's very well done. It's just like same point you said it. All right. But so it's safe to say that these are all her formative years, that you guys have a real sort of, I guess, input until she starts reaching teenage years. Then it's a mix of you and the you know, her social circles.
Environment.
So by the time... So yeah, exactly. So by the time she's 13, that's set in stone. She's not. Yeah. She's had another 7 years, essentially, of being told stand your ground and don't have it, right? So by the time she's 13, it's safe to say that she's going to be doing that, and it's going to be hard.
God
for her
help me! I'm fucked.
Well, no, but you can be the balance.
Do you know what I'm dreading, Richard, is when the cycles synchronise when she's about 15, and I just get my face punched from both sides once a month.
That's what you signed up for, brother. That's what.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Linz, I tell you when I've noticed women just do not compromise. In a kind of, if you're being mugged off for money, so in a hotel or restaurant setting, if I'm getting bad service, you say I'm checking into we're eating at a restaurant and it's okay, but you know, they've missed a bit of the order. I would rather just, you know what? I won't miss my fries. I'll have a bit of your, rather than cause a fuss, spoil the atmosphere and then have the chef do something horrific to my dessert. I would rather just crack on. It's not the end of the world. Whereas Lindsay will be like, absolutely not. Thank you. You'll bring it back. You'll reheat it 5 times. You know, we will march on this spot for 20 years to commemorate the day you bought bloody chicken to my plate. You know, she's like, there was no compromise in the retail or shopping sector.
Yeah.
Or in service or in anything to do with where we spent money and expected something in return, which is fair enough. But then I'm quite quick to compromise in things like, what the fuck is going on there?
I'm big on service and manners. And especially if we're paying for something and we're not getting what we've paid for, that's when I get pissed off. And I'm like, it's like a red rag to me. So, yeah, if we're paying for something, I expect it. You know, like, just if someone doesn't have manners or I can't bear it, it really annoys me. And also, do you know what really winds me up? When you go to a restaurant and there's loads of people and you're ordering a load of food and they stand there nodding without a pad in the hand, and they're not writing anything down. And it's like, I know that you're going to miss something off, just like simple things like that. Please, can you write it down? And then they go, no, I'll remember it, but you won't.
genuinely angry, not just talking about it.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm getting memory, like, anger.
But this is where we come to the crux of it, because if we were in a restaurant, it seems like a low stakes example, but it can escalate really quickly and spoil a date night and sour an atmosphere, because you want to have a nice romantic meal, and if one of you's blown your top and screamed at the waitress, you're never going to get that atmosphere back, ever. And I'm wondering whether compromise feels like a loss to men and women in different circumstances. So if I'm arguing with a woman and I compromise, that feels like a win to me. But if, you know what I mean? It's like, I've won that. I've managed to get what I want from that situation by giving her enough.
If you compromise.
Yeah. I feel it's like a win because you got peace. Peace is the, like you were saying, Richard, peace is the goal. Not getting your way.
Yeah. Okay. No. I can actually see that. Like, obviously, it depends on certain scenarios. But generally speaking, if you know that your woman's fired up, then it's about compromise, because you know there is no. It's going to go all the way, and then it turns into something else. The argument now turns into something that it was originally not even about, and then you're not talking, right? So yeah, sometimes you just got to go, babes. You are I mean, you still say it with a little bit of a condescending manner, like, babes, you are absolutely right. And that might cause more problems.
Yeah, no, that's the way. If you go, yeah, okay, you're right. Of course, you're 100%
right.
That's
your head's coming off there, Richard.
That's what I'm saying.
But sometimes compromise can feel like a loss. Now, we work... Everyone, I'm nervous about talking about entertainment industry because it makes it sound like our industry is special or different. And what I've learned from feedback is it is no different if you're a teacher, a nurse, a barrister, whatever. Okay, so let's not get too much smoke up our ass. But our industry is complicated and compromise has real high stakes when we compromise about our needs, female and male actors or performers. Compromise can be dangerous. It can be political. You can be giving ground you shouldn't be giving. And you can look back and go, I shouldn't have compromised then. I didn't represent myself properly. I'm wondering if there's any times you look back and compromise and go, I should not have done that. I mean, like, there's thousands of times. I can think of thousands of examples with me, but no one wants to hear me bang on.
No, do you know what? I have to say, throughout my career, I've been very fortunate. Let's say there was a compromising situation. I know what I stand for. I've always known what I've stood for. And yes, there is, I guess, room to kind of maneuver or push out a little bit or have the walls close in a little bit. But generally speaking, remember, I'm a Taurus. So, you know, the first trait of a Taurian is stubborn, you know, and I'm willing to hold my ground to my values, you know, because I don't believe in shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm not into looking back and going, ah, you're right, I should have done this. Even if I've done something wrong in, you know, yesteryear, I still hold true to it in the sense that I was meant to do that because I was meant to learn X, Y, Z or whatever. So I always try and turn it into a positive, but I've never allowed the entertainment industry, which will definitely try it, sway me from my principles. I that's just me, because there's certain things for me that I know I can't come back from, just for myself looking in the mirror.
I mean, I wish I'm now trying to pretend I don't have. So where they've like, Russell, can you do this and stare down the camera? I'm like, it will be less funny. Yeah, but do you want to get paid? Okay, I'll do it. You know, where I will instantly give ground on what I think is funny because I want the job. But that's my, like you say, that's my childhood. My childhood, my programmed is you work no matter what. Even if it's gloves on, cleaning shit from a toilet, you work. So because I don't look at the entertainment industry any different from any other job I've done, if someone wants me to, not my work I'm doing now, by the way, anyone that's listening, I love my work I'm doing now. But in the past, the metaphorical equivalent of putting gloves on, I'm like, well, who am I to state what my needs are, what my cultural sensitivities are? Keep your mouth shut and do the job. But I look back and think, should I have done that really?
Do you know what? I mean, these were, I guess, minor things, but this is where, as I say, I stood my ground. When I was on EastEnders, my character basically had a nemesis, which was this older man that was on a, you know, walking stick. I can't remember the character's name now, but the actor, he was in Sleeping with the Enemy with Julia Roberts. He played the...
Bloody hell.
Yeah, right. Brilliant actor. But, you know, Vincent, you know, he was a fighter. His character, he didn't back down from nobody. And all of a sudden, he's really scared of this guy with a walking stick that can barely stand up, right? So there was a particular scene, and the way it was written was that, you know, he's threatening me, saying, you've got to give me this amount of money or else. And he pokes me with the stick, and I just voluntarily go down, and I'm really scared. And I was like, but this was more to do with, forget me, the character. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And it was still written that way. And then there was a guy next to me who was supposed to be this guy's bodyguard. And I said, I want you to take a swing, because I've always done martial arts. And I said, I'm going to block it. I'm going to go to hit you. You're going to block it, hit me, and then he's going to poke me with the stick.
Yeah, right?
I said, because forget me and my ego, but people will not believe that this old man, after I've been, me and Phil Mitchell have been going loggerheads and I've fought him, he's fought me, blah, blah. We both want to fight in this program. Then all of a sudden, this man that's 30 years older than Phil Mitchell is going to come poke me with a stick and I'm just going to go down. So that was, right?
Yeah.
But and I didn't want them to emasculate the character like that. It was like, no, but that was me more being attached to the character and what we've collectively built up. I didn't want it to be like, okay, you're leaving the show, so now we're going to do this. So that was a moment of me not compromising and standing my ground, because when you start to film, you ain't supposed to change things at that point. And I was like, nope, we're doing it this way. right? Yeah, and we did it that way, and it actually worked. So yeah, that's just an example.
I mean, and this has been studied, Lindsay. So men are more likely to compromise values for career success, like me putting a streak in my hair, or staring down the camera, or running around a studio naked without even thinking about that being on YouTube forever. Researchers who conducted a series of experiments found women were less inclined than men to sell out their values in order to win bonuses and promotions. Women experienced more moral outrage and perceived less business sense than men when confronting ethical compromises made for either monetary or social status gains. In other words, Lindsay, if you were starting a job and they were like, you're going to need to wear a shorter skirt than that, you're more likely to tell them to fuck off than if they told me you need to wear tight male hot pants. I would be in those Daisy Dukes and delivering drinks.
Can I throw something in there, though? Can I throw before you answer? But what about women doing OnlyFans?
Well, yeah, in that woman's head, I don't suppose she is compromising. She's not been. She's
it's
probably
her choice,
not been told.
If
someone said to Lindsay, "Right, you need to do an OnlyFans. You've done Man Baggage now. You need to do OnlyFans." I suspect she would tell them to fuck off. But if Lindsay, while she was upstairs, thought, "I might get my baps out on OnlyFans," that's her call, isn't it? She's not compromising. She's gone with wanting to get her baps out, which you are more than welcome to do if it brings the dollar, Lins, believe.
Okay, cool. I just wanted your take on that. Okay.
Basically, the study's saying that if you and I were told we could earn 25 grand a day on OnlyFans swinging our bellends at a webcam, out of 100 men, more men would likely say yes than that than 100 women who'd never thought about OnlyFans before.
Is that right? Is that true?
Yes. So if a woman's values is, I wouldn't do OnlyFans, which is I wouldn't do that, she's less likely to be swayed than me or you. As the figure goes up, me or you are like, right, could I get away with maybe just showing scrotum?
Okay.
That's the study. Men are more likely to compromise their values for cash than women. The ladies, empowered enough, let's be careful here, to go on OnlyFans, their values are, I want to go on OnlyFans. So they have not compromised their value. Their values have not been compromised. It's like,
so they're like, I can't wait to get my breath out. I've been waiting for this opportunity.
Listen, I've spoken to Kerry Katona, who is on our show regularly, and she does OnlyFans, and she's like, it's the best thing I ever did. I've got the best income stream I ever did. It's my body, my choice.
Crazy.
I'm empowered. People sign up. I'm making a lot of money. And you know, anyone who thinks I'm doing anything wrong, I'm a female over 80. So she's not compromised her values.
Yeah.
Well, the point is, Linz, have you ever compromised your work values? Has anyone ever said to you, you need to do this, you need to wear a more low-cut top, or you need to be more quiet and not speak at work, which I couldn't imagine you doing that.
Yeah, no, I've had that. I've had people tell me to be quiet. But for me, it's if someone's telling me what I should do, my back goes instantly up and it makes me want to do the opposite. So no, I don't think I've ever compromised. I would never compromise anything. No, I just would, you know, just do what I want to do.
But do you agree that women are less likely to compromise their values for work? And this is controversial, what I'm going to say, so please don't have a go at me, Twitter. But, you know, the workplace, a certain amount of people get promoted because they are willing to do what they don't like.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think women are less likely, definitely.
So do you think that could be holding women back? And it shouldn't be that way in the workplace. But do you think if me and you go for an interview and they're like, right, well, I want you to hop around the office once a week with a bin bag on your head, I would probably say yes if it got me the promotion.
No, I wouldn't. I would rather leave and do something. I just wouldn't be told. But then I know there's plenty of women that would do something. It all depends on the job. If it meant me getting a shitload of money and it wasn't that embarrassing, I would probably do it.
Yeah, but you're talking about your values. So but you know what your values are. We're talking about compromising values here.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. It just wouldn't happen. I'd rather leave. Okay, I've got a good point, right? When I was 18, 19, 20, I worked in a bar in Manchester, and it was like the it bar where everyone went to. And I was a waitress, and had on a few occasions on a Friday night, like men in particular, clicking their fingers at me. Oh, well, like they got ignored for out, you know, and then my manager would complain to me saying, you know, you can't ignore him. I was like, I am not a dog. I am not being clicked at. And so I was, I refuse to serve him. I'm not serving him. So I remember in particular, I had a really bad argument with this manager, and I'm like, you're my manager. You should be defensive of me and not be, you know, I'm being disrespected here. I'm a human being. I left the next day because we had a massive argument with the manager. And I just thought, I can't work in that environment. My manager's not got my back and being treated like shit. I'm just not doing it. So I left. Went and got another job somewhere else. So that's a good sort of, I would not serve someone if they're clicking me like a dog. No way.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a short break there. That is the end of part one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.